Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And Microsoft's Ignite show is swiftly coming up upon us in May, and we thought this would give us an opportunity to discuss some of the trends regarding cloud computing, Microsoft's roadmap, and cloud-based apps like content management more generally. So to talk about some of these issues, I have with me today Peter O'Kelly of O'Kelly Associates. Welcome, Peter.
Well, thank you, and thanks for giving me the opportunity to participate today.
Oh, well, it's great to have you. We always love having new voices on the site, so I'm looking forward to this discussion. And so my first question for you is about the cloud-based version of Microsoft's content management system, SharePoint, known as SharePoint Online. So I guess my first question to you is, why hasn't SharePoint Online taken off? And what are the primary issues for users?
That's a great question, and it's also a little bit of a mystery in the sense that it's difficult to know the exact extent to which SharePoint Online has taken off, that is, to determine the actual usage numbers for SharePoint Online for a couple of reasons. And certainly Office 365 has been a broad success, but only Microsoft knows how much of that success is attributable to things like Exchange Online and simplified Office productivity application licensing relative to the demand for SharePoint Online. And another important variable to consider is that only Microsoft itself knows the ratio of licenses sold relative to licenses deployed or activated. So I've heard some rumors that there have been big sales, but deployments are going a bit slowly in some cases. But if we look at the likely blockers for a lot of SharePoint customers, I think there are several. First, and frankly, is that I think a lot of organizations have SharePoint upgrade fatigue. They've seen SharePoint go through a lot of significant and often disruptive upgrades since it was first introduced in 2001. And I think a lot of customers are waiting to see how things are going to sort out when the next major release of SharePoint on-prem in 2016 is released next year and how that's going to work in conjunction with SharePoint Online. And the recent delay in SharePoint 2016's target release date probably also didn't help to reassure people that there's going to be more stability in the SharePoint community going forward. A second issue that also involves a lot of uncertainty is around some aspects of Microsoft's overall SharePoint-related tools strategy. So we've seen several options. There's SharePoint Forms, InfoPath, which saw its last update in 2013 and isn't going to be updated again, SharePoint Designer. There's deeper .NET application development options using Visual Studio. There's been some discussion and speculation about a new forthcoming office-wide forms capability, which would probably be more directly competitive with what Google's done with Google Forms, and then some attractive partner options from companies such as AgilePoint and K2 and Nintex that are focused on workflow-oriented content applications. So it's not easy to determine which tool is likely to be best for a given task. And then further complicating that is with SharePoint Online, is there are some feature limitations relative to SharePoint on-premises, especially impacting custom application development. And it's reasonable that Microsoft has refined some features moving to the cloud, but it's still disruptive and creates a little bit of uncertainty. And then a third issue involves what could be considered expanding overlap between SharePoint and some newer Microsoft tools and services. And this shift in some respects represents kind of a disaggregation of the overall SharePoint value proposition. So if we look at content management, for example, OneDrive for Business is a very simple file-based content sharing and workflow service, and it probably suffices for a lot of needs for individual information workers. And now there's Delve, which is new in Office 365 based on another new technology called Office Graph. And that introduces a much richer search capability. And we've also got OneNote, which is powerful and multi-platform collaborative content option, and a new Office 365 Groups tool that has a lot of overlap with Slack, a recent and very popular tool for content-based collaboration. So all of these things are out there now, and they both work with SharePoint and in some respects kind of compete with things that previously would have been handled with SharePoint itself. So the boundaries are kind of blurry. And again, I think that that kind of change can give pause to some people who are looking to trying to determine how much they want to do with SharePoint Online. And last but not least, I think one other high-level issue is trying to determine when to use Office 365 / SharePoint Online relative to full SharePoint on Microsoft Azure or full SharePoint on another cloud service provider. Because again, the boundaries are blurring, and even with Office 365, when you look at directory and rights management services, those are actually provided by Azure at this point. So again, kind of an issue about blurring boundaries between different parts of the Microsoft story there. So I do think it's a great question. I think SharePoint Online is likely to take off, but probably as part of a better harmonized overall story with SharePoint Online, SharePoint on Azure, and SharePoint on premises.
So in some ways you've alluded to my second question, which is that, you know, there's some overlap in the portfolio. There's some migration fatigue, and certainly for users with on-premises installations of SharePoint, the prospect of hybrid has sometimes been more costly than they anticipated, more migration headaches and management than they anticipated. So with that as a backdrop, my next question is, do you think that Microsoft has a bit of a balancing act to achieve at Ignite in terms of sending a message to users about what to do if they have a lot of legacy data and they're on-premises, or what they should do if they are new to SharePoint and they could just start with SharePoint Online?
Yeah, I definitely believe they have a delicate balancing challenge with the messaging for Ignite, because a high priority and probably their first priority is not causing additional concern about disruption for existing SharePoint customers. I think Microsoft has come to realize that many of those customers plan to stay on-premises or hybrid on-prem and cloud for the foreseeable future. And there's already a lot of uncertainties we just discussed, including the recent release date slip for 2016. So I think Microsoft got a bit ahead of its mainstream customer base for both SharePoint and SQL Server by saying they were all in for the cloud, to the point at which they directly suggested for a while that the on-premises products weren't going to be updated or weren't going to be frequently updated. So I think they got ahead of the enterprise reality, and they've since revised their plans, but they need to come out with clear statements to make it reassuring for current SharePoint customers that they can continue to invest regardless of when they want to move to the cloud. But a second priority, and one that's probably just as important, is Microsoft needs to make a compelling case for staying current or even leapfrogging other things that are going on in the market in terms of the competitive landscape. So they've got ongoing competition with their traditional competitors in collaboration and content, including primarily Google and IBM, but also with startups, and some of these are moving very quickly, like Slack, as one example, has got a phenomenal amount of resources and showing real growth on it. And Microsoft needs to be able to address people who want to work with that level of simplicity with tools, even if it doesn't mean going with full SharePoint. So if you compare, for example, Slack to Groups in Office, or you think about looking at OneDrive for Business and comparing that to things like Google Drive or even Box or Dropbox, Microsoft needs to be able to address those market needs without having the perception of a huge amount of SharePoint baggage coming with it. So I think it is going to require some finesse, but I think they can be successful in communicating both messages at Ignite.
And you also talked about the popularity of Office 365 more generally, whether SharePoint Online has taken off or not. So I guess my next question is whether with apps like OneDrive, which are sort of lightweight, you know, cloud-based file storage, does that mirror some of the success of other cloud-based systems like a Box or Google Docs? And what does that mean for SharePoint Online?
Yeah, it's, again, kind of a blurring boundary question because I think for many needs, file or document-based content workflow, for instance, that OneDrive is really powerful. And in many cases, information workers think that's great. You know, the real push there is to get people to stop using email and email message file attachments as a mechanism for sharing content. But if you look at what you can do with OneDrive for business or with the competitive things, as you mentioned, like Google Drive or Box or Dropbox, they're getting pretty powerful pretty quickly. So I think that Microsoft, the onus is on Microsoft to show how the combination of OneDrive for business and Office Online, the versions of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote that work within browser clients, they need to show how those things can be used together in a way that addresses a very broad set of application requirements. And adding to that, to further complicate it, there'll be a new free basic version of Office that will be released, I think, coincident with Windows 10. That's also going to play a role in it. But to return to your question, I do think there's definitely a big shift toward what information workers may see as more lightweight content management tools and services. But when the dust settles into sort of the competitive landscape, I think Microsoft and Google are going to be the primary competitors. And because even though it may seem lightweight from an end-user perspective, the infrastructure investment required to deliver those services in a way that meets enterprise requirements is pretty deep.
And finally, I want to ask you about hybrid cloud content management and hybrid cloud SharePoint. What can enterprises do in the event that they have a fair amount of on-prem installation of SharePoint and they also want to move to the cloud or are in the cloud? Or how can they get the most of their kind of existing content as they move to that hybrid scenario?
Yep, and that's a big challenge for a lot of organizations because in many cases with SharePoint and then with earlier technologies like Lotus Notes, Domino, things have grown organically in a lot of organizations, sometimes without the kind of discipline or control that you would expect for enterprise resources. So I think that the first challenge for many organizations is to figure out what do they have on hand today, and of the resources, the applications and content that they have today, which of those things should be moved forward, which ones could be potentially archived or even deleted, saving a lot of resources. But then another challenge with this is, for most organizations, you don't want to just do a tactical SharePoint to SharePoint Online migration. You kind of want to stand back and say, what else can be modernized and migrated as you're moving these things forward? So again, many organizations have other deployments of things like Notes Domino or Exchange Public Folders, even newer things like Box and Google Drive. You see a lot of organizations where, again, maybe somebody kind of with the best of intentions went out and gave their credit card to somebody like a Box or a Dropbox, and now you've got content that is not comfortably under the control that might be required for a company. So in some cases, you see just going SharePoint to SharePoint Online, but also more broadly, looking at it and saying, I've got multiple sources with both applications and content. How can I take that forward, figure out what should be carried, what I should continue to bring into the new environment, what can be archived or deleted, as I said, and then how can I modernize that? So instead of just doing a one-for-one migration of an existing application, how can I take advantage of the new capabilities in Office 365? And in some cases, this even goes back to traditional enterprise content management. So things, for instance, in IBM FileNet or EMC Documentum, how can you amplify the value of those resources and make that content securely available to people in a new cloud deployment? So that usually starts by working with a migration specialist, and some examples of those for SharePoint to SharePoint Online, AvePoint and Metalogix are both very strong. And then there are other specialists such as Casal when you're looking at going from multiple sources and potentially to multiple targets as well, so not just SharePoint, but also Delve and Groups and OneDrive, for example. But the best first step certainly is doing an inventory of what you have on hand today so that you don't just go through and migrate everything forward, because in most cases there's a lot of stuff that you can leave behind and save resources.
Well, Peter, I think it's safe to say we've covered a lot of ground here, and there's going to be a lot to watch for this year concerning Microsoft's Office 365 suite. And we hope we'll hear from you after Ignite on some of what you learned.
Great. I look forward to continuing the conversation.
Yes, I do as well. Well, thanks so much for joining us today. And for more on SharePoint or content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.